I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. For the last couple of years, the front line of the Ukrainian pro-Russian separatist conflict has been relatively quiet compared to the immediate conflict after the Russian annexation of Crimea. But last week, everything changed in the eastern city of Avdiivka. Brett Laird of Slavic Gospel Association says,
things really flared up to a really intense level where heavy weaponry was being used. What are called Grad, multiple rockets were being fired, as well as heavy artillery and mortars and all kinds of things, and with significant numbers of casualties on both sides, a significant number of dead and many, many wounded, including some civilian infrastructure and people that were hit.
While the fighting has largely quieted down for now, heavy tension remains. Another outburst could happen at any time, so people are continuing to evacuate the city. SGA is asking for prayer support, and if you can, helping out with the Crisis Evangelism Fund. And out in the Golden State, students are learning about a lot more than just what they find in the classroom. InterVarsity's San Diego Divisional Director Ryan Pfeiffer explains.
There's been a steady growth in the students coming to faith all across San Diego, to where the last five have been the most punctuated period of growth, where most InterVarsity chapters, there's like a weekly gathering with all the students where they invite their non-Christian friends and they hear a message, just worship and a message. Well, we started giving invitations of faith in that space, and students began to respond to an invitation to faith on campuses that people felt like that could never happen.
Decades ago, InterVarsity saw just a handful of people come to faith each year, but all of that's changed now. Read more about how God is moving in San Diego at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to work on the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.